What separates a company worth $437 from one worth $211 after 7 years? It's not luck, timing, or even industry choice. When researchers tracked 23 super accelerator companies against their peers, they discovered something that should make every executive uncomfortable. The difference wasn't about having better technology or smarter strategy. These elite performers had cracked a code that eludes most organizations as they grow. They'd figured out how to stay fast while getting big. Think about it. We've all watched nimble startups get acquired by corporate giants only to see their innovation engine sputter and die within months. The culprit? Organizational gravity. As companies scale, they naturally accumulate layers, committees, approval processes, and cultural barnacles that slow everything down. But what if it didn't have to be this way? What if large organizations could maintain the hunger and agility of their startup days? That's exactly what this research reveals, and the formula is surprisingly counterintuitive. Walk through London's financial district, and you're surrounded by monuments to organizational failure. BP's $65 billion Deepwater Horizon disaster didn't happen because of bad engineering. It happened because safety warnings were routinely ignored in a culture obsessed with cost-cutting. The BBC's decades-long abuse scandal persisted not due to lack of information, but because rigid management chains made accountability impossible. Barclays and HSBC paid billions for ethical violations rooted in cultures that worshipped short-term profits above all else. Here's the uncomfortable truth. These weren't isolated incidents. They're symptoms of a deeper disease that infects organizations when the actors become more important than the audience, when institutions start serving themselves rather than their customers. For decades, executives have dismissed organizational culture as the soft stuff, something to address after hitting financial targets. But this thinking is backwards. Culture isn't separate from performance. It's the invisible architecture that determines whether your strategy succeeds or fails. The Meta Framework, Mobilize, Execute, Transform with Agility, measures what was once unmeasurable. Yet 95% of executives believe their organizations need more agility, while only 12% feel they're achieving it. Even Toyota's president, despite record earnings, admitted feeling a strong sense of crisis about truly serving customers. When the world's most successful manufacturer questions its agility, something fundamental has shifted. Private equity firms operate as acceleration laboratories, managing diverse portfolios that create natural experiments in what works. Unlike corporations coasting on past success, PE firms must generate substantial returns within defined timeframes or lose investors. Bain Capital pursues two parallel tracks: quick wins through pricing adjustments and fundamental transformations involving market repositioning. Their secret weapon isn't financial engineering, it's deploying top talent to critical initiatives. After Bain Capital's $1.3 billion acquisition of Atento, new CEO Alejandro Reynal took his senior team on a 7-day expedition to Morocco, an actual, challenging journey forcing executives from their comfort zones. The results? $150 million in annual savings, 10% drops in absenteeism and attrition, and high-margin solutions jumping from 10% to 24% of revenue. When Gartner elevated Atento from challengers to leaders, it confirmed genuine transformation. Here's an uncomfortable fact. 45% or more of your profitability depends on forces completely outside your control. Market shifts, technological disruption, geopolitical changes. A UBS executive with 3 decades of experience put it bluntly, all business plans have been wrong. Yet organizations still spend months crafting elaborate 5-year plans because planning feels like control, even when it's an illusion. The most successful organizations embrace uncertainty rather than trying to eliminate it. Amazon and Tesla made bold moves during turbulence and emerged stronger than cautious competitors. Colin Powell's 40-70 rule provides practical guidance. Make decisions with 40 to 70% of available information. Less is reckless, more leads to paralysis. Netflix exemplifies this, pivoting from DVD rental to streaming to content creation without perfect data at any stage. What makes this possible? A strong shared vision that serves as a North Star during uncertainty. Companies with clear visions grow revenue 4 times faster, see stock prices rise 12 times faster, and achieve profits 750% higher than unfocused competitors. MasterCard CEO Ajay Banga demonstrates this with his vision of a world beyond cash, reframing the competition. 85% of retail payments still use cash. That's the real opportunity. While innovation transforms technology and business models, organizational structure has stagnated since the 1920s. 13 critical factors now separate leaders from laggards. Under Customer First, Zappos representatives spend unlimited time with customers, send flowers to bereaved ones, and direct people to competitors when appropriate. 75% of orders come from repeat customers. For energizing leadership, Netflix's Keeper Test demands managers ask if they'd fight to keep each team member, preventing bloat through brutal honesty. Under Clarity, McKesson CEO transformed a struggling $20 billion company into a $122 billion leader through one principle. It's not about the next quarter, it's about the next quarter century. For simplicity, Apple maintains just 19 core products, despite trillion-dollar valuation. Under Ownership, Amazon's leadership principles drive hiring, promotion, and daily decisions, creating genuine owner mentality. For winning capabilities, Google and Microsoft's internal talent marketplaces let high performers flow toward critical challenges rather than being trapped by organizational charts. Only 13% of teams studied qualified as accelerating, while 27% were actively derailing, a 22.8% gap in economic impact. Customer-facing teams are 1.4 times more likely to reach their goals because external accountability forces clarity that internal politics often obscures. When Nationwide Building Society's COO dedicated 2 full days to aligning around mission, it wasn't wasted time. It was the foundation for everything that followed. Team composition matters enormously, but not as most think. Michael Eisner's contrasting experiences at Disney, highly successful with Frank Wells, disastrous with Michael Ovitz, illustrate how the same leader can thrive or fail based on team dynamics. Google's Project Aristotle found psychological safety was the most crucial component, creating a 38% performance difference. Yet 85% of employees chose not to speak up about important issues. Creating environments where people can be honest without fear isn't a nice to have. It's the difference between teams that accelerate and teams that derail. Organizations fail when implementing every best practice simultaneously. 4 proven recipes exist: customer intimate, talent magnet, portfolio investor, and execution engine. Google exemplifies talent magnet, processing 2 million applications annually while maintaining exceptional satisfaction. Their acqui-hire strategy, buying companies for talent, then shutting them down, demonstrates this commitment. Successful organizations choose one recipe and master it. Each has 4 anchor actions plus 6 threshold actions common to all. Using purpose as fuel, role modeling urgency, reducing organizational layers, placing top talent in critical roles, removing those who don't live company values, and developing digital capabilities. The fatal mistake isn't choosing the wrong recipe, it's trying to cook everything at once. Super accelerators achieved results by choosing their battleground and dominating it completely. With 45% of business success depending on uncontrollable forces, acceleration isn't optional, it's existential. Tomorrow's winners won't have the best products or strategies. They'll sense shifts faster, mobilize resources quicker, and transform repeatedly without losing momentum. Stop future-proofing through excessive planning. Build capabilities, ripple intelligence, resource fluidity, paradox mastery, and liquid leadership that thrive in uncertainty. Measure culture with the same rigor you apply to financials. Choose your acceleration recipe and master it relentlessly. The race goes to those who change direction fastest when landscapes shift. Your ability to accelerate while others hesitate determines whether you're building the next great fortune or becoming another cautionary tale.